Conservative
Dilbert's Podcast.
I do not need a microphone.
Welcome to the Conservative Dilbert Show.
I did not mean to blow your mind, but that should happen to me all the time.
You should do 25 or 64 at Chicago.
No.
Oh, come on.
No. Oh. I haven't heard it to there for now.
You've never heard it?
I never heard it either.
No, I probably have, but I don't know.
Then it's like all jazz in the beginning.
That clears it right up.
It's like 20.
By the way, this is episode 16, and we're going to go straight, since we're talking about songs, we're going to go straight into our first song, which is 303. I don't know the name of it.
My First Kiss, featuring Kesha.
Sounds good. My First Kiss, featuring Kesha by 303. Back. That was the funniest joke I've heard in a while. Actually, not really. But for some reason, it made me laugh.
No. We're not going to do that.
All right. So, as Chris might have said during the break, we are speed podcasting tonight because I have to be up at 5:30, sometime between 5:30 and 6 tomorrow morning.
And it's 10:18.
It's 10:18, and I have a 20-minute drive back.
20 minutes?
No, 15. 15,
you 10? You don't even have to go on Wickham anymore. You can just keep going straight.
Yeah, but I always hit that light, and that's like a 3-minute light.
That's a short light.
Just wait until
3 minutes. That's a long light.
That's not a long light.
It gets longer at night too.
Okay, whatever.
Because it's
all right. Let's not talk
anyways,
about this.
Yeah. Okay. So we don't really have too much today. It's going to be kind of one of those random
improv.
One of those improv days. By the way, we have Mr. Awesome here as normal, and Mr. Everly has decided to rejoin us again late from work. But nevertheless, he's still here a decent amount of time. So, welcome, Everly.
Welcome back.
Oh, thank you. Nice to be here.
What?
What?
Huh?
Did you say nice to be here?
Yes, sir.
That's what I thought.
That's what I thought I heard, too.
Yeah. All right. So, apparently, Everly is nice to be here. Awesome, of course. Thank you for the
Just got off
again.
A plane from New York.
Nice. What were you doing?
I was at a hacker conference.
Nice.
In New York City.
Okay.
Hackers on Planet Earth conference was... it was a great conference. Great trip to New York. Saw a lot of things. Went to the Intrepid Air Museum, which was absolutely incredible.
Nice.
Museum of Natural History. Did Central Park. Did a whole bunch of things in the city. And then we did the conference for 3 days, and that was very good. Delivered a speech.
Favorite restaurant, 90 seconds. Oh.
Favorite restaurant, 90 seconds. I'm going to make this one of my raves.
No, then we'll stop. Then we'll stop. We'll stop.
Okay.
We'll give it
All right.
due time as a rave. Conference, speech.
We'll talk about that off the air.
Off the air?
Off
okay.
the air, but it was everything was good.
Everything was good. Any mention of Twice Text?
Again, we'll talk
off
about this
air.
Off the air.
Sounds good. All right. Let's see. So I guess not much has happened with sports, although technically it has since the last time we actually recorded the podcast. United States lost to Ghana 2-1 in extra time. Spain won the World Cup. Apparently, Enrique Iglesias is going to wakeboard naked off of the coast of California.
Why?
Because Spain won. He made some bet at the beginning of the World Cup saying, if Spain wins, I'm going to like either windsurf or go wakeboarding or something naked off the coast.
Okay, well, he was in New York City when I was in New York City. Not that I care any bit about him. I was just... One of the people I was traveling with, his mom was going crazy because we were going to be... Long story.
All right. Figured. Ebs, any
free agency? Basketball free agency? Oh, well, you said last time, it's not really a true sport, so.
What is it, NBA?
Yeah, NBA.
Duh. All right.
LeBron. So. LeBron James.
All right, you got your 2 minutes of sports time. All right. Let's go.
Fantasy football. Come on, I'm ready.
No more fantasy football.
Why not?
NBA draft. Let's go. We're on a deadline here. Let's move it.
NBA draft.
Not NBA draft, sorry.
Free agency.
Go.
Oh, LeBron James, Chris Bosh, Dwayne Wade, all signing in Miami. So,
That's...
All right.
Wait, Kaylee said it. Anyways, yeah.
Ooh, what was that?
For those of you who can't see our little monitor in the back...
Eberly might have been clipping a little bit.
Eberly, really?
Oh, well.
Hopefully not too bad.
Hopefully not too bad.
Okay, anyways, we might just like speed up...
No, we're not doing any more of that.
No more of that?
That's in my rant section.
All right.
Did you do anything like that on the last one?
Maybe.
No.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
You haven't listened to it
no,
yet?
No, I didn't realize it was online.
For those of you who... I failed on my Facebook launch, didn't send it out. Doing that tomorrow. Whatever. So, by the way, back on the sports thing, did you seriously see this pep rally? With, like, they're just, like, standing there with their arms crossed going, like, yeah.
Oh, as they came up on the platform?
I'm sorry, but that was fucking ridiculous. That was absolutely ridiculous. I'm actually going to bleep that one out because that was a little bit ridiculous.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah. Go Magic.
Redonkulous.
Redonkulous? Yeah. Go Magic? Yeah, sounds good.
All right.
Shoot. So we're done with sports already. Is there anything else?
No, I think we're
I mean, we had the All-Star
French
game.
Open?
Do you want to go in?
I really don't care about the All-Star game. French Open? No.
Or was it Wimbledon?
It was Wimbledon.
Yeah, I send you that.
Eberly.
Nadal won.
Eberly, you need to pick up one distance from the microphone.
Yeah, pick one and stay it.
Two seconds ago, you were really big, and now you're really tiny.
Got it.
I will refrain myself.
Okay.
Anyways. The U.S. Open is coming up as far as tennis is concerned. Some guy from South Africa, like, cleaned house at the British Open, won by 7 strokes. Tiger Woods.
I think we're done with that.
Tied 23rd.
A baseball All-Star game.
No one cares.
Yeah.
Honestly, really? Nationals won for, or the National League won for like the first time in like 20 years or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Whatever. Okay. So not much important happening with sports. It's the middle of summer. No one cares.
Right.
Okay.
Another song?
Another song, but...
I got a good song
it's
idea.
It's your song.
Oh, you want to do the sexy song?
Yes, I want to do sexy song.
Okay.
Yeah, we're this is Sexy Songs with Strutman, or SSWS, like WWJD, but much less moral.
Extremely less moral.
That's going to be the intro for this from now on.
Oh, that I'm cool with that.
Sounds good.
But this week's sexy song is a great makeup sex song. And that's really all I can say about it.
I really can't believe that we still have this segment. I was completely okay with this, but
What do you mean you can't believe we have this segment?
I am such like I can't believe that I would be like okay with this segment. But
when we started this podcast, you would not have been okay with this segment.
I would not have been okay with this segment.
But you've evolved as a person,
exactly,
because you're my friend. You've become
okay,
just 1% more Strutman like, which is.
Plenty.
Not good. It's plenty. Good. Plenty. That's a good way of saying it. That 1%, is plenty.
2% is pushing it, but
any more than that, you're in the danger zone.
Exactly. All right. So, SSWS, hit it. What's we got?
We have Bare Naked Ladies 1 week.
Yeah.
That was not good.
I'm getting into that.
No. You keep my stupid moments. You got to keep your stupid moments, too. Forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry. Hold it now, I'll watch the hood wink. Does it make you stop, think? You'll think you're looking at Aquaman. I summon fish to the dish, although I like the shallot cheese. I like the sushi, cause it's never touched a frying pan. Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes. Speak like Leanne rhymes, because I'm all about value. Bert Camper's got the mad hits. You try to match wits, you try to hold me, but I bust through. Gonna make a break and take a pick. I like a stinking ache and shake. I like vanilla, it's the finest of the flavors. Gonna see the show, cause then you'll know the vertigo is gonna go, cause it's so dangerous. You'll have to sign a waiver. Can I help it? I think you're funny when you're mad. Trying hard not to smile, though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean, well, you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of taking off my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Threw your arms in the air and said you're crazy. 5 days since you tackled me. I still got the red burns on both my knees. It's been 3 days since the afternoon. You realize it's not my fault, but a moment too soon. Yesterday, you've forgiven me. And now I'll sit back and wait till you say you're sorry. Chinese chicken, you have a drumstick and your brain stops sticking. Watching X-Files with no lights on, with all our maisons. I hope the smoking man's in this one like Harrison Ford. I'm getting frantic, like Stingham Tantric. Like Snickers guaranteed to satisfy. Like Kurosawa, I make mad films. Okay, I don't make films, but if I did, they'd have a samurai. Gonna get a set of better clubs, gonna find the kind with tiny nubs. Just so my irons are always flying off the backswing. Gonna get into my Sailor Moon, cause the cartoonist got the boom anime babes that make me think the wrong thing. How can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile, though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy. Looked at me, dropped your eyes to the sides and said, I'm sorry. 5 days since I laughed at you and said, you just did just what I thought you were gonna do. 3 days since the living room, we realized we're both to blame, but what did we do yesterday? You just smiled at me, cause it'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. It'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. It'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. Push my stadium home under the Robbie.
Are we back?
Let's be back.
All right, we're back. So yeah, that was Sexy Songs with Strutman. And
it's a great song. It is one of my all-time favorite songs. I know I say that about like every song we play,
but this is honestly
like
if there's one song that is Strutman, that is it right there.
I wouldn't say that. There's no one song that is Strutman,
but that is the one song that like forever you have always like
I've always raved about that song. That is correct.
There is a very, very funny College Humor YouTube video, by the way.
I think I've seen it.
I showed it to you. I know I haven't shown it to you.
What's it
but,
called?
It's called 1 week, but it's like, it starts off, it's in like, it's been 1 week since I heard this song.
It
follows the tune, but it has completely different lyrics, and it's hilarious. It's great.
Like, have you seen the College Humor Bohemian Rhapsody?
I have not.
You gotta look that up.
You gotta look it up. I think it was too long, and I was like, screw this, I don't care.
It's really funny. You gotta watch it.
Okay. There's another one. I Got a Feeling's a good one.
I haven't seen that one.
That's a great one.
Do you just listen to their songs?
College Humor, I think College Humor is owned by MTV now or something.
It was CHT. That was College Humor TV. I really don't know.
It's owned by one of the big companies. Right. Now, it was a lot funnier before they got bought out.
Yeah.
But those guys made some.
They made some coin. Yeah. But that, and now they suck. But it doesn't matter because they're rich.
Exactly.
So that's normally what happens. Comments? No.
I think we should go into rants and raves.
Let's hit it.
I have a rant.
Fire away. I know I'm gonna hear it.
All right. These idiots broke into my car.
Oh, that one.
When I was in New York City, and I'm really not happy about that. They put a giant hole in my convertible top. And let me tell you something. The sound of
flapping latex, yeah.
About that. Wow. That's safe for the
Where do we think my mind discussion. Is? Where do we think my mind is after I spent a week in New York City with two other dudes?
Probably on the picture on your phone.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we don't need to talk about that. Anyway, the sound of flapping. I'm never going to live that down. The sound of flapping canvas in the wind is just not a good sound. Kind of sound. Never mind.
No. We're not going there.
Anyways, so I'm really, really unhappy about that.
Nice. That kind of sucks.
It does suck. I mean, there's only two awesome parts about it. One is they lifted fingerprints off my car, and two is I'm getting a new top, which
needed to happen kind of anyways.
Well, I was actually had an appointment this week to go have parts of my top conditioned because there were parts that were wearing, and if you let them wear and they tear, then it's just like you'd have to get a new top anyway. I could have gotten another probably 2 or 3 years out of this top if I would have
conditioned it.
I was going to take care of the problem now. If I didn't take care of the problem now, I probably would have only gotten maybe another year out of this top. But either way, they slashed the top, and I'm not happy about it. And they took my Sirius satellite radio. They tried to get my radio. They're idiots because if they would have pulled harder one more time, it would have come out. But my dashboard was all in pieces when I got to my car, and they took the Sirius, and the radar detector was on the floor. I found the radar detector. And my Costa Del Mar sunglasses are gone.
And your checkbook.
And my corporate checkbook.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Which was actually supposed to go with me in New York City.
Why didn't it?
Because I forgot to.
Oh. I guess that's what happens at 4:30 in the morning.
Yes, after doing an all-nighter.
Can you cancel checkbooks like you can cancel credit cards?
Yes.
Yes, I called SunTrust the moment I found out that my car had been broken into. I told them to put a halt on all checks. But the funny thing is I still had to have my debit card because that was my ticket home.
Right.
And
ooh. Right.
So they had to figure out a way to cancel the checks, but not the debit card.
Right.
But anyway.
So why couldn't you use the plastic, the Discover? Oh, because you paid for it.
Well,
long story short,
there's a reason I couldn't use the Discover. It's a long story, but anyway. No, it does not involve strippers. If it did involve strippers, that would be a much shorter story. that's what happened. Which takes me to my first rave, which is SunTrust Bank, because they're extremely helpful. And the bank manager down there is nice. Her name's Ellen. I don't know what her last name is. But she's very good in the Atlantic branch of SunTrust. She will take care of you.
Sounds good. Strange, odd pause. Look on Strumman's face there as he looks at his phone.
Well, you know what's on the phone.
Oh, I know what's on the phone.
All right.
Anyways, all right. Abs, any rants, raves, anything you like?
Yes, I have a rant.
A rant?
Yes, all right, rant. Hit me. A rant. People going back on their word.
I think I've ranted about this numerous times.
More than once. Let's hear Ebbs's take.
Last time I was on the show, I was talking about how where I'm staying for the fall and how I'm going to be staying at Gainesville Place. When I went to preview, I met two guys who said they needed a roommate. And then they agreed that I'd be the third one and they'd find someone else. So a couple weeks go by, they give me a call. They say, oh, actually, we got two of our other friends, so you're on the outs. So now I have to do roommate matching for a 4-4.
Ouch.
Ooh.
Sorry, I'm already locked into a contract.
You couldn't get Adam to move. Wow, excuse me. You couldn't get Adam to move off campus anyways.
No. Remember, you live in the
dorms. In the dorms!
Except it.
I was listening to that, and I was kind of thinking of like a Seinfeld thing happening.
Oh, yeah. It's exactly like a Jerry thing and a George thing.
You are in the dorms!
I know!
Wait. So.
Signals, Jerry! It's all about signals!
We had an agreement.
The agreement is void. I can only do a good Seinfeld when I'm really riled up about something. You know.
Oh, I know.
You know what's up. You know what's up.
Last week.
Did it?
Yes. Remember, I told you Annie might be coming. Would have.
Yeah. No, we don't need to talk about this here.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
I did. I launched.
Yeah, it was.
I had an uncontrollable Seinfeld voice.
It's pretty awesome, and yeah.
Well, did you guys actually see that guy tonight when you guys came into Sibeli's? That guy with the really long hair and glasses.
No,
he was like sitting off in the corner.
When we were there?
Yeah, he just.
I
left,
think I might have seen him out the corner of my eyes.
Yeah,
he had the big glasses, glasses, kind of Ray-Ban-esque. Yeah, but really not Ray-Bans.
The name on his ticket was Kramer. I was like, ah, that looks like Kramer from Seinfeld. It was crazy.
He didn't look like Kramer.
He didn't look like Kramer.
Well, he got the whole persona, like crazy windblown hair and, you know.
Giddy up.
Giddy up.
Yeah. Anyways, is that it for your rant?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. What about you? What do you got?
I'm kind of stuck. I mean, well, I'll go with my rant because it's an easy one. I don't really have a rave. Whatever. My rant is corporate BS. So, it's kind of a double rant because partially it's kind of my fault, partially it's not my fault. Like, the corporate BS part's just the way it is, and I should have known that BS.
Called it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, there's always red tape and baloney and bullshit in corporate stuff, and everyone knows that. Whether or not they accept it is a completely different story. The other part that annoyed me, though, is, like, if I'm at work, like, I want to be working. And when I don't have projects to do, like, I mean, I can do so much. Like, I can go and try to find work. But at some point, there's just no work.
There's nothing to do because you're so efficient.
Yeah, I mean, it's not even that I'm, like, super – although I'll admit it, I'm pretty efficient.
You are the most efficient person I know.
Thank you.
For sure.
But – I mean, that being said, there's some projects that should take me a lot longer than they actually do because I'm just a lot faster with some of the Excel stuff that I can do. But
this is why corporate sucks for you. Corporate is a waiting game.
Exactly. And
it's a hostile waiting game.
Yeah.
Corporate is always going to be a hostile environment no matter what.
Yep. Well, it's not too bad because I'm an intern.
Right.
But I mean, I see it here and there.
It's very cutthroat.
Yeah, I know. So anyways, I just want work to do. It was like 4 o'clock. I got the one good thing that came out of it was I got a project that I probably could take a week on if I wanted to easily. Like it could easily take me a week. I'll probably get it done in 2 days, maybe three. Like it'll be done by the end of the week. That's for sure. But so, I mean, that was a good thing that came out of it. But I mean, there's a point where I was sitting around for 30 minutes, just kind of figuring out what next to do,
sending me text messages.
Oh, was I?
Probably.
No, I don't think I was at that point. Usually I only send text messages when I'm doing work because it helps me focus because I take about 10 seconds off of it and then just keep going.
Oh, I'm so much the opposite way.
Really?
I bury my BlackBerry in my room where I can't hear. I can't, for some reason, I can't convince myself to turn it off. For some reason, having it in the other room where I can't hear it at all is way better than turning it off.
Oh, okay? See, like, I'll listen to music it. Or in, like, I'll put my headphones on.
I love music. I love music while I code.
Right. Well, that's actually what I'm going to be doing. Hopefully I can get some C++ work done and somehow integrate that into Excel. God knows how I'm going to do that, if that's even possible.
I'm not helping you with that.
That's fine. You shouldn't help me. I'm getting paid to learn and to try this.
And learn Spanish.
I'm not getting paid to learn Spanish.
That's not going
to... It's not going
to
end well.
The easiest way for you to integrate to Excel...
Yeah.
We're going to go on a techno nerd rant here. Okay. The easiest way for you to integrate to Excel from C++ is going to be to write out a CSV file, open it with Excel, and save it in XLS manually.
Okay, that's all I need to know. I can.
That's gonna
that.
Anything else you're gonna spend.
Right, hours.
It
hours
would take
for
me like 2 days just to figure out in C++ how to write a good spreadsheet with an XLS format. It would take you way longer.
Mainly because I don't even know where even start, but. And the problem is I don't have C++ any sort of
environment.
I don't have any environment on my computer, so I have to bring in my laptop from home, work on that, which I think I'm probably not allowed to do it. I don't care. I'm just going to do it anyways. I'm going to write myself. I could write it in Notepad. That's the thing. So theoretically, I could write it in Notepad.
What program are you going to use to write?
Visual Studio.
Yeah, no.
What do you want? What do you want from me?
Download Visual Studio C++ 2010 Express.
That's what I've got.
Oh, you have Express?
Yeah, I have Visual C++ 2008.
Express that you got off this website?
Probably.
Should be able to do it. We'll talk off the air. Licensing things.
Okay. Well, I mean, if I write it there, that's fine. I'll just copy it into Notepad.
Right.
I mean, that's the legal way to do it.
Yes.
Right. I think.
We'll talk off the air.
We'll talk off the air. Okay, so that's my rant. Just kind of corporate life starting to get a little bit to me. So I kind of want to transition this into like a second rant rave. It's kind of a mix. Also the internship. My internship is 14 weeks long, which at the beginning was excellent because, oh my gosh, I have 14 weeks of work this summer, which is like the exact length of the summer. I was like, score. But now it's week 11, and it's like, oh my God, I need like, I wish
You've
the internship
so
was
many
like,
things to do.
Well, it's more like I wish the internship was like 2 weeks shorter so I could have 2 weeks of vacation. Like
I knew this was going to happen too.
No, and that's the thing is like, and I got to give a shout out to Sam, completely different Sam than any of you guys know. But she had this internship before I did. She did a couple internships with Siemens and is now working there full time. And she was like, the one thing that like, all the interns from the past years have hated is that it was 14 weeks. It was so long. That's like the thing that everyone said was it is so long. And at the time, I didn't really understand that. But now, 10, 11 weeks in, I definitely see where she was coming from. Like if we had three weeks left on the internship, that's like the final week's a lot of presentations, which means the week before that's a lot of presentation prep. And that means I really only have like a week and a half of work left. But now I've got 2.5 weeks, almost 3 left. And it's like, I kind of need a
break.
I'm still a college student. That's the thing. It's like, I'm not ready to transition to completely like.
Into life.
Life yet.
Well, like I was saying at dinner, you were telling me, I was saying, what was I saying? I said like, you know. What's on your mind or something like that. And you said, oh, I hate this corporate bullshit. And I was like, right there, just hit me. I was like, oh, my God, this is the end of our life.
Exactly. So,
lives.
Like,
lives.
Lives with a Z. Anyways. So, yeah, that's my other little mini rant rave. So, I mean, it's good that it's 14 weeks. I get paid for 14 weeks, which is excellent. I mean, I would never complain about working and getting paid. But at the same time, it's just like, yeah, I love working. I still want to be a college student. And that's the thing is, in 4 weeks, I will be. So, can't really complain. Just kind of like to complain a little bit.
Right. And you and I have some business we'd need to take care of in Orlando, too, which will hopefully clear the path to the fact that we'll never have to work ever again.
Hopefully.
Work for fun.
Yeah, we're going to work on that. We need to definitely work on that.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
We need to get that rolling.
Rolling now.
Yes, like yesterday.
Well, yesterday isn't today, and hopefully we can get it in 2 weeks. Hopefully we can get it in 2 weeks. We don't have any choice.
We have to do it. Zero excuses.
Yeah.
I mean, we're done talking about this here.
Done. Okay. Ebs, yeah. More rants quickly.
Yes. One rave.
Sounds good.
I'm going to build off yours a little bit.
All righty.
All right. Today is the last day of working.
Woo! Round of applause for Everly.
You just did a round of applause. You're lame.
I'm sorry that...
I know you do it every time.
I do it every time. You shouldn't expect anything less from me. And yet you still call me out every single time.
I do. I'm the caller outer.
I'm very aware of it. All right.
The whistleblower.
Yeah. All right, so what do you got?
Well, everyone just kept asking me, why are you leaving so early? When are you actually leaving to move in? I'm like, in a month. They're like, so why do you have to leave? I'm like, I need a break.
Good answer. Who cares? Why would you have to justify yourself?
I don't understand. Why do people not, like, a break from school, a break from work? I'll take my month.
Go take your month. Go surfing every morning. Do whatever it is that you do.
Yeah. Surfing? You don't surf.
Well, I want to go to the beach.
Okay.
I thought you were a surfer.
Well, no, I'm a sponger.
Sponger? What the hell is that?
The sponge.
Do you just...
A bodyboard.
Okay.
Oh.
That's what surfers call sponging. Yeah.
Okay. I call it boogie boarding. That's what we used to call it out west when we came out
to the
West Coast
and the East Coast. Technically, it is boogie boarding. But
yeah, I mean, that's what...
It's much more fun.
Sponging, bodyboarding, boogie boarding, they're all the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like boats. I'm a boat person.
I'm on a boat.
No.
Oh, that's a nice song.
I love boats.
That is nice.
I don't like fishing. I don't like skiing. I don't like going tubing on boats. I just like going.
See, I would see you as a tubing guy.
No.
No?
No.
Didn't you try that once?
I did a long time ago, and it does not end well.
I could see him behind the driver's seat driving.
Oh, yeah.
You know, tubing.
Oh, yeah. No,
the driver's seat's great.
I am the driver.
I love driving boats.
That's my thing. I just love... I
don't go that fast. I mean, I took a pontoon 25 miles an hour, which really isn't that fast.
And you didn't die?
I didn't die.
And a pontoon boat, 25 miles an hour?
Yeah.
And you're not dead?
I'm not dead.
Congratulations.
I know. It was impressive. So
where was that?
Is that a sail?
Lake Havasu.
Oh, okay.
Arizona.
Yeah,
is that a sail?
That
is. Huh? Is that a sail? Or
no, maybe? It's a...
25 miles an hour pontoon boat.
Oh, pontoon boat.
It's like a disaster waiting to happen.
It is.
But I literally went in a straight line, and then when I had to turn, I slowed down. And
oh, yeah.
You couldn't make that turn at a 20... You could not... Yeah. You would literally flip.
Yeah.
With... Oh, my God. That'd been hilarious.
Anyways, no, it wouldn't have. I promise you it would have been not good.
No, it wouldn't have been. Because then the boat would have gone under, and then we'd have to swim.
No, you wouldn't have gone under. Well, the boat would have gone underwater. The pontoons would have stayed afloat.
Right. Which means somehow we have to flip it.
Which isn't happening.
Not happening.
Right.
I mean, there were 12 of us in that boat, probably. We might have made some headway, but...
No, I don't think it was happening.
Not playing against air. We'd have to deflate it. And then somehow magically hope it doesn't sink.
Good luck with that.
All right. We'll talk about this later, I'm all confused now.
We got a lot of discussion points apparently off the air. So
let's go into another song.
I don't have a song. You got a song?
I want to rave really quickly about New York City.
All right. Rave really quick about New York City while I think of a song.
All right. I love New York City. I have a song. I love New York City.
You got to run it by me first.
No, you'll like it. I promise.
Okay.
I love New York City, but it is great to be back in Melbourne. We took a limo from the hotel to the airport on the way back, and it was good. It was very good. The cool thing about the limo when you're in the city is you're in the streets, okay, and you're going up and down. Don't throw me things.
Yeah or nay?
No.
No.
I'm not gonna throw this back to you.
I know. You crack it.
Anyway, you're in the city, and you're in the limo, and you're going in the streets, and it's chaos all around you outside the limo.
Woo.
And I wish you could have seen my hand gestures right there. But anyway.
Pretty much, if you've seen the fork in the garbage disposal, the yes dance. It was a very, very short version of it. It was a very, very, like, mellowed out. Like,
there's all this chaos around you.
Version of that.
And
like, let's do the fork. in the garbage.
Shut the hell up. And you're,
ding, ding,
you're
ding,
in the limo.
Ding,
you're in the limo. And you're in this, just this little capsule of chill going down the street. It's cold. The air is blowing on you. The windows are tinted. You got the sunglasses on. People are staring at you wondering what the hell. All except for usually it's only the tourists staring at you because they don't know what a limo looks like. And you're just you're going through the city, and it's just a capsule of chill around all this chaos. And I found that really awesome. So, nice. Limos for the win. You're beeping.
And I'm beeping. All right. Well, we are going to break. Is that who is that?
It's your girlfriend.
Oh, okay. We'll get that on.
After the break. Stop beeping.
All right. Well, all right.
Next song.
Break. You need a song. You're kind of in charge of the songs this week.
Boston. Foreplay/Long Time.
Oh, that's such a long song.
But it's so great.
I know, but we got
it's great.
I know, but it's so long.
It's great. It's spectacular. You can cut out the foreplay part.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to because it's like 6 minutes. It's like five. Isn't it like five something?
No, I think it's six with the two things put together. If you cut out the foreplay, I think it's like four.
Okay, I can be okay with
four and
that.
A half.
All right. So what are we playing again, just for the listeners?
Boston. We're cutting out the foreplay part and just leaving the long time part.
All right. There we go. Let's roll.
Keeps on rolling. Set up all of the
All right. We are back. You heard a little mini discussion there, maybe about Semisonic and one of our songs of the week. I don't even remember if it was a song. I think it was a song of the week from one of our earlier episodes, episode 7, we believe. Check us if we're wrong, so you avid followers, hopefully, can check me out on that. I might go back in the records and actually look, but we'll see. Anyways, pretty much we're done here. It's a little bit late. I have to be up in 6 hours. And
so this is like podcast on steroids.
Yeah, this was definitely...
Speed. We were on speed.
Mm-hmm. We're always on speed here.
Oh, we never
said
which one it was. Isn't this...
This is episode 16,
right?
Yeah, this is episode 16.
Yeah.
Did we really not say that?
No.
I know, I think we did.
We had to.
I'm pretty sure we did.
16. No,
we didn't.
Yeah.
Did we didn't. We just came straight in.
This is episode 16!
Okay, now that we got that out of the way.
And that's gonna cut so bad. That's going to be awful.
Actually,
yeah.
No, not really. You're fine.
No? Nice.
You're fine.
All right. So, yeah, that was episode... That in a nutshell right there is episode 16.
That was a really short episode. I feel like we actually put zero content in this episode.
That is okay.
That's completely okay.
That's completely okay because we had an hour and 2 minute podcast last time and we need something a bit shorter because let's face it, I really don't want to edit that much. Anyways,
hour and two is not that bad for us.
No, it is. That's our longest podcast on record.
Really?
By about, there's two of them. There's two of them that are plus an hour. They were both an hour and 2 minutes. This one was like an hour and 2:58.
All right.
The other one was like 45.
Well,
anyways.
So far we're at 45 minutes recording time. Mine's probably about 10 minutes for break, and we'll add in some music. So we're good so far.
Oh, we're definitely good. All right. So we're done here. Mr. Eberle, any closing thoughts? Thanks again for being on the show.
No, thanks for having me. Yeah,
you better.
Yeah.
Talk.
Yes.
Any final words?
No. Just
no?
Getting excited. The Summer of George. I'm ready. The Summer of George.
Huh?
Don't you remember?
No. Is this a Seinfeld
reference? Yes, Seinfeld.
Okay.
The Summer
of George.
Well,
you know what? We're going to have a little anecdote right here. Right. I did the Summer
anecdote.
Of Strutman. That's what I said.
You said anecdote.
No, I said anecdote. The record will show I said anecdote. Anyway, I did a Summer of Strutman last summer. You remember.
No, not last summer.
No. The summer before that
right,
turned out to be the Summer of Strutman, but I tried to replicate the Summer of Strutman
that
last summer, and it was an epic fail.
Yeah, it didn't go so well. And it was kind of the summer of the lost/missing Strutman. Anyways.
Yep.
So, mini Summer of George. I'll only have one more month. There's so much to do, but hopefully I can relax a little bit.
You're only 2.5 hours away, so.
Yeah, really. You're not that far.
And you're not going to be as busy as Adam here, because Adam here puts himself under the most high-stress situations.
Yeah, that's going to be... I'm going for the more low-stress life next fall. We'll see how that works.
I don't buy it.
It probably won't happen, but you never know. It could be fun. We'll see if it actually
happens. Low-stress
is
good. I'm a big fan of low-stress. You know this.
I am a huge fan of low-stress. Like, there was a week this summer where I had low-stress, and it was great. I went to Tampa, didn't do anything.
You did some yoga?
No.
Did some meditations?
No.
No.
That was a long silence.
That is quite all right. The record shows that I said no. Anyways, we're done here. Thank you, Mr. Eberle, once again. Strutman, thanks again for the use of the equipment. Any final words?
Well, you know me, Chris Strutman, facebook.com/awesomeepitome. It's never going to change. Blu-ray.net. Twitter.com/awesomeepitome. TwiceX.com. Buy for less, sell for more. College textbooks, it's becoming that season, so we need to get out and be proactive about that. But we will be on the scene.
That's the plan.
Watch out for us at UCF, hopefully coming up.
Very soon. Again, my name's Conservative Dilbert. Call me Adam, whatever. You can shout pretty much anything at me, even you with the face. Probably won't answer that. I might, but I might throw something at you. Anyways, signing off, facebook.com/lindsleyadame, conservativedilbert.podomatic.com, twitter.com/conservedilbert.
Conservative.
Dilbert, yeah. And I did find the little metronome thing, so we can have fun with that later. Anyways.
Oh, nice.
And I'm missing one. ConservativeDilbert@podomatic.com is my email. So hit me up. I'd love to hear from you. Any comments, especially those people who like the SSWS segment. Big fan. Anyways.
And if you know anyone who broke into my car, send me an email. You'll find my email address on my website. Drop me an email, and rewards will be given if for legit hints.
Yep. And that's it for us. We have a song of the week. Strutman, since you've been doing all of them this week, I'm going to let you have the honors.
We are going to go with Good Charlotte, Lifestyles Rich is Famous, one of my personal... Oh, I'm not going to say it. It's a great song.
One of my personal favorites. Anyways.
Everything's one of my personal favorites. It's just a great song to rock out to. So anyways, we'll see you next episode.
All right. Thanks for closing my line. And thanks again, everyone, for listening in. We'll see you next episode 17.